up? It is me, George G. Got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Pushkar Anand. He is the founder of the Center for Infinite Riches. He is the author of the number one international bestseller, Manifest Your Infinite Riches. He's educated at Cambridge and the London School of Economics, went on to a successful corporate career where during that time he read over 500 books and just immersed himself in learning and finally came upon his passion. And he is interested in teaching others how to bring out what is inside of them and how to realize their fullest potential, which is obviously near and dear to my heart. So we had an awesome conversation that, of course, started with two truths and a lie. Pushkar shared some really practical and actionable tips for essentially getting back to and uncovering who we really are and the work that we best or ought should be doing in our lives in order to get everything that we're interested in getting out of life. And with that, certainly can come a lot of richness and riches. And we talk about that as well. We close with a great difference-making tip. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Pushkar, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
Well, that is an interesting way to start, George. Well, you put me in a corner. Let's see. It took me more than four decades to identify my purpose. Fact one, I don't use Excel. I do calculations in my head. I don't prepare slides. I just speak from the heart. It comes. Fact number two, and I love red wine. I get through 2.5 bottles a week. And I very much like extra virgin olive oil. I get through about half a bottle a week as well. Fact three, back to you.
Well, these are excellent right there. Four decades to find your purpose. You do calculations in your head and you enjoy red wine and olive oil in very specific amounts too. So, how interesting. I believe the purpose thing. I believe that you do calculations. No, I take it back. I do not think you do calculations in your head.
Okay, all right. So your answer is facts one and three are correct. The second one is wrong. So yes. Fact one is correct. It did take me more than four decades to find my purpose. Fact two is also correct. Fact three was the made-up one. Because made-up, I was a little bit naughty there. I do get through about a bottle and a half a week and a quarter of an extra virgin olive oil. So I did twist the facts a little bit there. So it was incorrect what I told you. Yes.
Well, you got me. Well done. So four decades to find your purpose. And are you glad you finally found it?
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm a different person altogether, George. And I say that I've become the person I was always meant to be, which is also my mission in life, to empower everyone my work touches to become the person they're always meant to be.
And how long had you been looking for the purpose actively?
It was a 15-year journey, George. It didn't start out looking for my purpose. It started out as this relatively young fellow around 30 years old in the corporate sector trying to find that foolproof formula for success. That's what it started with, as material as it gets. What is that foolproof formula to succeed in life? That just is infallible. And it metamorphosed with time over the years into finding my purpose, which happened just as we got out of the pandemic. So that's how long the journey was. I got through well over 500 books on consciousness, thoughts, human development, personal development. I got through upwards of 30 seminars, workshops, and immersive experiences, as I call them, with people who'd been in the field a very long time when I was a lot younger. And I trained 4 years with my dear, dear teacher, Blaine Bartlett, Grandmaster B Square. He's an authority at the intersection of spirituality, leadership, and business. And I was also very influenced in my initial journey by Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, and Wayne Dyer. I think all of these 5 or 6 points I mentioned came together and helped me at the end of these 15 years to identify my purpose and start my journey to become the person I was always meant to be.
Thank you for that. And manifestation, does that fit in perfectly? Is it, how did that come to be?
Well, it's the whole experience was a lot more than manifestation. It was, let's go back a step. We're talking here about a very, very important concept. It's about becoming the person you always meant to be. You. And I start the book with these words. Yes, you are infinitely rich. You are infinitely rich because you are you. So the whole premise of my work was to empower everyone I touch so they can become the person they're always meant to be. Now, when you're on their journey, you've got to bring something out from within. That person you have to become is not out there that you need to look for. No. It's bringing out what is in there. And the whole experience of bringing out what is in there or having physical experiences can be defined as the term manifest. And that brings me back to the topic of the work that it's called Manifesto Infinite Riches. So bring out that genius within you. Bring out that infinite potential within you so you can become the person you always meant to be and do the work to which you signed up when you're in divine space before you came into physical form.
I'm sure it's an extremely relative thing, but as you're working with people, as you're observing people, they're on their own path, they're following your process. Does it take most people 4 decades? Does it take people 4 minutes?
And that's a great question, George, and it's one that comes up often when we're chatting, whether it's in an interview or a social setting or with friends. That, you see, it took me, and I said 4 decades in the fact, which is true, theoretically. In practice, we're looking at a 15-year journey because, you know, as we're kids, we're growing up, we leave that part out. So that journey spanned 15 years, but the beauty of my work from the perspective of our audiences and listeners and viewers is that I'm giving you on a platter what took me 15 years so you can do it a lot quicker. And I'm not going to say overnight. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. It needs dedication, discipline, and work. Could be a year, could be 2 years, could be 9 months, depending on how well people do it and incorporate it into their lives. But there's absolutely no reason it should take anyone 15 years or 40 years because what I went through, anything and everything, with enough real-life examples, stories of transformations are there in front of you. So people should be able to do it a lot quicker, but it's difficult for me to put a timeline. It depends person to person. It could be a few months. It could take a few years. But it does need dedicated, repetitive work to do certain things in certain ways with certain knowledge behind you and applying the principles and implementing the learnings. I think that that gives a good flavor around timelines and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And I certainly didn't think that it was going to be read the book and all of a sudden step into the person that I've always wanted to be, that was always inside of me. There's always work that must be done. And frankly, if you had said, yep, it's a magic pill, you take it, you're going to get better, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So thank you for that. That dedication, discipline, and work and repetition are going to be essential in all of this. I wrote down David, Statue of David, and how famously Michelangelo used a block of stone that was discarded that other sculptors weren't interested in, and he saw it. And then from that, it was already inside of it. David was inside that block, not unlike what you're talking about. Our truest versions, our most authentic versions are inside of us, and you're giving us those tools to bring it back, to bring it forward.
Absolutely. I couldn't have summarized it better, George. That's exactly what it is. And we try taking you back. Now, what I say, we take you back to the beginning, where it all started. We take you back to where within, to your purest self, where the magic begins. We go back there, then we start afresh, and we come out here. No, it's what we say, a journey inward, a life reimagined.
So is the idea that we were born a perfect version of us and that through experiences and conditioning and just life, we sort of, it gets buried?
That is my favorite topic within a lot of topics I'm hugely fond of. See, I said I start the book with these words. Yes, you're infinitely rich. You are infinitely rich because you are you. And I think this is a phenomenal core truth, George. Not because I wrote it, because it is the universal truth encircling us human beings. The problem is this thing called living takes us away from this truth. We forget about it. We forget this truth exists. Well, this work and this book take us human beings right back there. And it takes it to the next level because a lot of us don't know what it is we want out of life. Who is it that we want to become? Some do, but they don't know how to get there. And that's, again, the gap that we bridge. Because I say there are four things. It's only four things, George. If we do those, we'll become the person we always meant to be. We'll be truly awake. When you truly awaken, the power to manifest your infinite riches. And those four things I refer to are, one, living in spiritual harmony, in harmony with your soul. Two, realizing your incredible, spectacular potential. Three, unleashing those colossal forces within you. And four, embracing abundance and prosperity. That is all.
I love a good framework, and that is a good one for sure. So, all right, the idea of rich. You're talking about that each of us is rich because we are uniquely who we are. The lucky fact of our existence is infinitesimally, it's just impossible that you worked out to be me and I worked out to be me. So that's my guess at what you're meaning by rich and what you've already told me. Are we talking also about monetary richness or wealth, or it's whatever I choose?
I think we're talking about infinite riches inside of us, which absolutely include the concept of money, but go way beyond. I think we're talking about living this infinitely rich life here. And the two core concepts that come together, there's a lot more beyond these, but these two that really come together are, let's say, getting money out of the way, right? And living your purpose. Now, when you live your purpose, the money chases you. You keep chasing the money, you'll always chase the money. So it's getting that balance right, that this is my purpose, this is my unique gift, this is my dharma, that's a great concept. We focus on that, and we make changes in terms of the way we approach life, how we do things, and there are lots of frameworks to your word which reinforce those points. And when we do those things, the money chases us. The money chases us as a side effect of the exceptional work we do. You see, it's like this, George, that dharma or purpose inside of us is the calling of our soul, right? Our soul is a fragment of what I call universal spirit or universal force, of a Star Wars fan's the force or God. So when you're following the calling of your soul, you're doing God's work. And when you do God's work, the money has to chase you. We can talk about this in more depth, you know, with examples people know of and otherwise, but this is such a core concept. And then we overlay this with what I call another trademark concept, the six attitudes of money, where we sort out this whole money business that we'll always have enough money, so we don't need to fret about it. And I think that gives the foundation, you know, or a synopsis of the question you're asking and the point I was trying to make.
I love everything about that. That it's clumsy pushcar, but what came to my mind was, you know, when you start playing a little hard to get, you stop chasing it so hard that, and you start focusing on what you're meant to do and start fulfilling God's purpose for you, then more things are going to start coming your way. You're removing the things that are standing in the way of those things happening.
No, absolutely. It is, we use the term alignment. You're aligned. People often say you're aligned, but you're aligned with what? So you aligned you, as in this physical you, is aligned with the calling of your higher self for your soul, which is God's work. And this The phrase I absolutely love, George, is I don't know if you're familiar with this film, almost 40 years old, Chariots of Fire, where you know they're the British athletes at the Olympics 100 years ago. And Eric Liddell, when he's running at the end, we get to the climax, the background voice in his head says that God made me for a purpose. God made me fast. And when I run, I feel God's pleasure. And he whizzes past everybody else and, you know, wins the Olympic gold because he's not doing it from the perspective of I won that medal. He's doing it from the perspective of his purpose, his dharma, God's work. And it's similar, you know, this wonderful Tom Cruise film, Jerry Maguire, he says to Cuba Gooding Jr., you know, help me to help you, help me to help you, that famous scene. What he says after that, he says, I want you to forget about the money. I want you to go back to being the kid who played the game for the love of the game. Just go out and play with your heart as you did when you were a child. Just forget about show me the money. And I think these are films, but the films were 20 odd years apart, but with a lot of real life, philosophical, spiritual truths, which people wouldn't think of considering it a part of these big blockbusters. But that's the thing we have to do. We have to go beyond that material pursuit in pursuit of happiness. So that's another film.
Well, I think that certainly makes a lot of sense. What do you say to the old trope of a starving artist, somebody who is doing what they theoretically speaking love, but they're not able to monetize it or make a living from it? Is it that they're not fully aligned and connected? And you don't know, obviously, but what are your thoughts on that?
So there's an example I use in the book, and I do say to people who are speaking also that all of us have been through this. You know, sometimes you look at an actor or an actress in Hollywood, some other country, wherever, you know, you say, this one is such a big star, such a rubbish bloody actor. I wonder how this happens. And then at times, we might go to a restaurant or a local event, you know, where there's a performer who's paid as a local performer, could be $100 for the evening, not you know, very big sums. We say, man, this guy is so good. You know, what's the person languishing here? This person should be on television. And why I've given you those examples, George, now, and why I put in the book as well is because living your purpose, dharma, is half the battle won. The other half is sorting out your relationship with money. Because if you go all out living your purpose, you could give it all away in charity. That's fine. You know, you're happy that you're living your purpose, but you're not aligned with money. You need to get right what is called your vibrational frequency alignment with money. Those four things I talked about in many ways entail getting the right balance between living a purpose of dharma and being in the right vibrational frequency with money. And that right vibrational frequency happens when you master the six attitudes. You decide how much money you want against your name, write it, put it on the side, look at it every now and then, and focus on your purpose. So you see, just doing your purpose without vibrationally aligned with the money will not give you the results that you want. And likewise, being fully vibrationally aligned with money, but not living your purpose, will not give you the full results either. It's that framework word you use. It's like the piece of a jigsaw puzzle. They got to come together in a certain way within that framework. And goodness me, you'd be right up there vibrationally and financially.
I love it. Well, you've mentioned these six statutes a couple of times, so let's please jump into those.
No, absolutely. Well, those are how this whole thing started about the six statutes is, and I tell people often that, why do you think certain people are wealthy and certain aren't? And the answer I get 9.9 times out of 10 is, you know, well, that person's so intelligent. You know, he went to Oxford, she went to Yale. You know, well, that person's anyway born in a rich country. You know, is born in Western Europe, America. You know, so what do you expect? Well, that person, you know, is such a wealthy family. They all, you know, they got family wealth. And my answer to that is absolute rubbish. None of that has anything to do with it. Because if it did, George, everybody born in a rich country, so-called rich country, would be wealthy. everyone in a so-called wealthy family would have the same financial results. That never happens. No two siblings have the same results. If that were true, everyone at Princeton or Cambridge would have the same financial results. It never happens. Right? That has got nothing to do with it. If we want to make a statement and say it's true, then that statement theory has to hold good in every particular circumstance. And I'm saying the amount of money against your name is down to only one thing: your vibrational frequency alignment with money, which in itself is maximized when you're living your purpose. And these six statutes, if you master those statutes, not theoretically, in terms of experience, you're then on that vibrational frequency. And a related part of that is living your purpose anyway. And I'll give you one particular example there, which I also put in the opening chapter of the book, and I call it the rules of receiving money. And I say that the money you receive for your product or service experience is down to only three things. One is the sentiment in your heart. Is it to give an exceptional product, experience, value, service, or is it thinking, how much money can I get from the other side? Number two, what is your purpose? And is your purpose properly, spiritually, adequately reflected in your product and service? And three, what is the most distinctive characteristic about what you're doing? What makes it really unique from the place of where you're coming? I'm not talking about financial here, but spiritually, philosophically, what is it that you want to do? And what is it that makes it unique, that makes it you? If we get these right, then you are aligned with one of the six statutes, which is you're ready to receive in the way that you want.
And if you're not, there are some blocks there. Just it's yeah, then, not.
Well, if you're not, then you'll have varying degrees of success, but you will not be a master of living your purpose and having the amount of money you want against your name.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense right there. And now, and I imagine in the book, it walks you through how to think about these, how to ask these questions, how to start answering it, how to start thinking about it. I also imagine that once you start asking yourself these questions, lots of more answers start popping in and your brain goes to work on your behalf and maybe the universe.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, George. That is the idea. They're enough practical exercises for people to do. I even have a program called The Six Statutes of Money. It lasts about an hour, but this is a trademark concept. It's one that I've created based on my own work, my experiences, and my faith. And if you reverse engineer it to look at people we call successful within a certain setup, you'd see this alignment is there. Now, somebody could, and if you want to be a critic, and I could be a critic myself and argue and say, we've been today seeing lots of fights between two extremely wealthy people, you know, Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Now, obviously, these people can't be aligned, yet they're so wealthy. You know, what exactly is going on here? That's a case we talk about, a dichotomy between wealth and purpose, for example, which one can, you know, talk about as long as one likes. But the point I'm trying to make is that it is a very black and white concept, monetary alignment and living your purpose. But there will be times, there'll be moments that everybody is not entirely aligned. And that reflects in the experiences that they're going through.
I love it. Well, Pushkar, you've already given us a lot, but we're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Ah, well, so I'd say to all of our listeners, viewers, audiences, it'll take about a minute. Take a good old pen and paper, not electronics, not a laptop, pen and paper. Write down who do you think you want to be, who the person you always meant to be, two or three lines. Incorporate your purpose into that. And pen down as a side effect of your work the amount of money you want against your name. And write the name or put a photo of your strongest mentor up there. See this every day. Read it, see it, feel in your heart you already are that person. You'll get guidance to take what I call ongoing guided action. Take it. And you'll see the transformation starting to begin. This is a hugely important yet a small part of lots of things we can do, but I think it's a useful tip. It doesn't take long and it'll get people moving in their journey with minimal effort, and they'll start to see and imagine things which they haven't in the past. Imagine in a good way. So take action on it. You'll get hunches, tips to do things. Do it and see the magic begin.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Ah, thank you.
It is a magical thing to take out a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and to write down. If you, those who are listening, follow that exercise, and I can almost guarantee that your life's going to change. So that's the highest praise that I can give for Pushkar and his book. But just give it a shot. What do you have to lose? So I love it. Well, Pushkar, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And most importantly, where can they get their copy of Manifest Your Infinite Riches?
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. Answer is the same for all of the questions. We do have a website which encompasses all of these. There's a link on to Amazon there. The social media links are there. There's tons of free material, the paid programs, their blogs. There's an option to talk if you know one wants to do coaching, small number available there. Contact us page, everything is there. So I'd say go to the website, which is pushkaranandsworld.com, pushkaranandsworld.com. And we'll go from there. And I look forward to seeing lots of our guests, my guests, our audiences, popping by there and saying hello.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Pushkar your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates. Good idea. Go to pushkaranandsworld.com. It's pushkaranandsworld.com. Check out all the great resources. Take advantage of the free resources and pick up your copy of Manifest Your Infinite Riches. But please do take just a couple of minutes and go through the exercise that Pushkar shared with us during his difference-making tip. And I think that it will, in fact, make a big difference. Thanks again, Pushkar.
Thank you so much, George. Thank you.
Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your general success and certainly financial success than you are. So act accordingly.